no ice cream, but one wondrous part of falling temperatures outside of the lab is the possibility of falling snow. Last week, we asked listeners to remember first encounters with snow. High school teacher Carol Dukes shared this story from Raleigh, North Carolina, where she teaches English as a second language.
Snow is so rare here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And one day, as I was teaching a class of recent immigrants, it suddenly began to snow, and it started to snow hard. So I told the kids to put on their jackets, and we just ran outside to the courtyard. And this class consisted of mostly students who had never seen snow in their life. I'd say 90% of them were Congolese refugees. And because of war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, many of these students had been out of school for a few years, had experienced murders and tortures. One student had told me she was numb because of all the dead bodies she had seen in the street. So these students had been through a lot. So we told them to put on their jackets, and we got out to the courtyard, and they were just amazed. They stood there so quietly. I think they just could not believe what they were seeing. And then slowly but surely, they gingerly picked up the snow and made snowballs with their ungloved hands and just threw them softly at each other. And before you knew it, the snowballs just started flying. The kids were throwing harder. They were laughing hysterically. And these are kids that had been traumatized. A lot of them had not smiled at this point. And just to see them laughing, it was just a moment of pure joy. Until we heard someone yelling at us, and we just froze, we stopped. And it was one of our assistant principals saying, "What are you doing? No one should be throwing snowballs." And I really had no idea that that was the rule. I probably should have used my common sense, but I don't regret it at all.
Carol Dukes lives with no regrets in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now for this week's homework assignment, and it's actually an invitation to you. We are going to have a national radio caroling party. Here's what'll happen. We want you to record your own performance of the song Deck the Halls. Use any instrument you like, triangle, kazoo, tuba. Use any voice you like. Sing your heart out. When you have your recording, send it to us and we'll merge all of you into one messy, gorgeous national carol. If you'd like to join our party, go to npr.org and pick All Things Considered from the programs list. There you'll find a link to download a piano accompaniment. That's for a little tempo and pitch, and all the instructions you'll need. Again, go to npr.org and click on All Things Considered. Then you can warm up and make your recording. We'll play the results 2 weeks from today.